The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Kwanzaa and 2015 are just around the corner. Marvel comes out on top in another category. A museum hits 10,000 and a few zombies look to do the same. It's all happening on this week's episode of The Want List. Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of The Want List, episode 38. Has it been that long already? Seems like we just started this a few months ago. So let's jump into a few products this week. The first products we have up are two things from our wonderful web retailer, ThinkGeek. We turn to them a lot for the great geekiness that fills our lives and fills our shelves. And these ones might be filling your wall in 2015 with the Mario and Zelda 2015 calendars. So 2015 is coming up. You need to get organized. You need people let people know what you're doing. Make sure you can make plans. Don't overbook things. Double book things. Triple book things. Let Mario and Zelda keep you organized in 2015. These are 16-month calendars, which is a concept I don't understand at all. Why do I need a 16-month calendar? That's a year and a third. Are they giving you a leeway to buy a new calendar in 2016? Are they giving you a few months notice to jump in 2016? Of course, if you wait until 3 months into 2016, then you get to lose January and February and March in your calendar, and you're just wasting pages. I don't understand 16-month calendars. I don't get it. If someone could explain it to me, that'd be great. But I don't understand it. Why would I need more than 12? It's not even a 2015 calendar at that point. It's 2015-2016 calendar. At least for a third of it. I don't understand. But if you are a fan of Mario and Zelda, I think these would be great for you, whether at work or at home. Have something nice to look at up on the wall. Everyone needs a little something nice to look at while they're at work. Especially if you don't have like a sweet corner office with a view. I don't have any windows in the office I work in. So I just see cement everywhere. And racks of knickknacks. It's a great view. I need a calendar. So there you go. Both of these calendars are $14.99 from ThinkGeek. And what is this? Is ThinkGeek bringing another promotion for 2 days? Ah, wow. 20% off $50. 25% off $100. 30% off $150. Go to that website if you're going to plan on buying something from ThinkGeek soon. Maybe get a little bit off. Just sell it on top of the website. It's good news. There you go. Mario and Zelda, 2015. 16-month calendar. Still don't know why that happens. No, we're not keeping with anything. We're going in a completely different direction. Kwanzaa. Yeah, I don't actually know anyone that celebrates Kwanzaa. But Cards Against Humanity is doing a 10 days or whatever of Kwanzaa event. Essentially what is happening is you give them $15 and they're going to send you 10 mystery gifts for 10 days or whatever of Kwanzaa. Starting on December 10th, then going out through December, Cards Against Humanity is going to send you a new gift every day if you give them $15. It's a really interesting thing. Over 121,000 people. 121,000 people have already signed up to do this. Website you do this, little not safe for work language coming up, but here you go. www.holidaybullshit.com. You give them $15, they're going to send you 10 gifts. That seems like a great idea. Let's say you have 10 white elephant gift exchanges coming up in the holiday season. How can you not do any better than $15 for 10 white elephants? That's amazing. This is the re-gift. The re-gifter's paradise is right here from Cards Against Humanity. You'll have little knickknacks to give away forever. Stocking stuffers. Just imagine if you don't even like everything, you can just give it all away. For $15, you can have 10 gifts to give away. That's amazing. They have a little infographic on the website that says, you give us $15 right now, we'll prepare 10 mystery gifts for you. You'll receive 10 gifts in the mail throughout December. In 2029, human civilization will be destroyed by the asteroid Apophysis. Apophysis. Yeah. Good to know. Thanks, Cards Against Humanity. I think this is awesome. There's a lot of interesting holiday gift-giving things that have popped up thanks to the internet and the communities involved. The Cards Against Humanity thing, they always do funny things. You know, Reddit does their gift exchange. There's places all over the internet doing things like this. I think they're really cool and really add something interesting to the holidays. And, you know, Cards Against Humanity is always doing something interesting. I love their April Fool's, or was it April Fool's? No, it was Black Friday last year. Instead of any discounts, Cards Against Humanity charged you more for their game on Black Friday. Just wonderful. Just wonderful. I'm going to be signing up for this. I think it's interesting. I would love to see the kind of gifts they will be giving to the people who only give them $15. And maybe I will share what they're sending with you all. So there you go. That one's kind of a mystery bag, but I thought it was interesting and a cheap way to get a few gifts this holiday season. So now we're moving into a little bit of news things, kind of doing a quick show this week, mainly because I have family coming into town and I have to get ready for all of that. But that does not influence Marvel being number one in licensing. The numbers just came out, reported by the Hollywood Reporter. Marvel crushed their top characters, destroyed the money that DC's top characters brought in. The big winner, Spider-Man. How much money did he bring in? $1.3 billion in global sales. $1.3 billion. The Avengers produced $325 million in global sales in 2013. Holy crap. That is a lot of money. Revenues for DC's top characters, much lower. Batman. Now, I don't think... You know, I always thought maybe it'd be a toss-up between Batman and Superman. Superman's quite loved. Batman's really popular right now, though, but Superman never really wanes in popularity. Batman produced $494 million in global sales, while Superman only accounted for $277 million in sales. Big difference between that and Spider-Man. Here's a little difference. In shipment of licensed product, in 2009, Marvel shipped less than 1,000 products. In 2014, they shipped over 5,000 licensed products. 2009, looks like DC did about 100, according to this graph. Wow, and now in 2014, they've done maybe about 400. So they have increased, but not to the scale Marvel has. Oh, wow. Just insane. United States and Canada make up, considering what property you're doing, talking about a lot. Batman and Superman, DC properties, their United States and Canada sales make up a large portion of their overall retail, with Batman bringing in over $300 million of his $414 million, if I remember right, worldwide. $300 million came from United States and Canada. Superman's over half, so probably about $200 million came from the United States, with the last $100 million coming from the rest of the world. Now, it's a different story with Marvel. Marvel more international. Spider-Man brought in probably about $400 million United States and Canada. That means almost over $800 million of Spider-Man's licensure money came from all the rest of the world besides the United States and Canada. Avengers did probably about a little under $150 million of their barely over $300 million for the United States and Canada, so that one's a little more half and half. But that is a really interesting graphic. This is from the Hollywood Reporter showing the breakdown of where all the money is coming from for these different products. There's more information. I just gotta click this. Total Revenues produced from licensed by the parents also showed a big spread. Disney licensing produced around $41 billion in sales in 2013, while Warner Brothers brought in only $6 billion. Of course, you have to imagine, Disney has all the Disney characters, all the movies, all of the Marvel characters. 2013, they would have had some Star Wars stuff thrown into the mix all there also. Warner Brothers, they have DC and a few other properties, but nothing like Disney brings in with all the different movies, characters, everything they own. It's so much. Disney owns so much in this world, and they make so much money in this decade. I don't know the money they're bringing in this decade. I mean, think about their own animated movies. You have Frozen, Big Hero 6, Wreck-It Ralph, things of that nature. All the Pixar movies, Toy Story 3, one of the biggest movies, anime movies of all time. Then you throw in all the Marvel stuff. Now you're going to throw in all the Star Wars stuff. Disney could buy the world. They could just buy everything. I think they could do it. I think they could buy oil refineries if they want. I mean, they could do anything without the money they're going to have at the end of this decade. It's insane. So there you go. Those numbers I just had to share with you. It just blew me away how much money Marvel made in 2014 from their licensing products. Let's shift gears again and talk about Lego ideas. First, I want to congratulate TJ Spencer 1 of the natural history product that we talked about quite a while ago. I think maybe it was a couple months ago, a month or two ago. We highlighted his natural history museum set that involved all sorts of dinosaurs and all sorts of good things. A modular building. It reached 10,000 supporters. And it got an official response from LEGO just today when I record this. Congratulations on reaching 10,000 supporters for the Natural History Museum Creator Expert Project. You've captured the museum's high Victorian architecture beautifully in LEGO Creator Expert scale and packed it with tons of geeky details. Hopefully LEGO fans around the world will be able to act out their own night at the museum. We now officially advance this product to the review phase. And since they already established... Oh no, it didn't. This project qualifies for the number 2014 review. Which means it should get lumped in with the Batman, X-Men, Doctor Who sets. A very tough review process. It begins in 1 month. 1 month time, they will be start reviewing this set. So congratulations to the creator of that one. And we will know in just a few months whether it has been selected as the official LEGO Ideas project. The project we would like to highlight this week is another project from a licensed place. It is the Plants vs. Zombies set. This set is really interesting to me, mainly because of the minifigs. Now, I don't know if Plants vs. Zombies has been making minifigs for Legos, or if these are custom creations, which I have a feeling they are. But these are them. They have captured the faces of the zombies you face in this video game perfectly. They look so awesome. That, along with the sunflowers and the plants and the walnuts and the landmines. Oh, was it a walnut or acorn? I don't remember. The characters for this just look so cool. The setting for this is the classic backyard where you first start out the game. You have the back of the wall, the white fence, the checkered grass where the zombies are walking into a deadly, deadly fight from the different sorts of plants. It comes with a hose. Bushes, a nice lantern on the side of the house. Really, really cool set. Really small set. I mean, it would be maybe $15, maybe something like that, if we saw it on shelves today. The creator is created by Killaraki, Killaraki. It was just posted November 5th, 2014, so still almost has a whole year to garner up that 10,000 supporters. We're on its way with 974 pretty quick. I mean, talking about a week's time, jumping to that many supporters is a pretty good feat. The creator does not give very many details on the website, which is always disappointing to me. These do look like actual sets and not a computer rendering, which, again, is just wonderful. You have to see these pictures. Link, of course, in the show notes over at MajorSpoilers.com. Ah, man, this is really, really cool. If it gets hold, if fans of the video game series get a hold of this, I think they could make a run for 10,000 supporters in a couple of months. It says, feature six of your most loyal plants guarding the house and ensuring your brains stay inside your head. Sunflower, pea shooter, chomper, walnut, potato mine, and snow pea. And of course, four very adorable minifig zombies. The flag zombie, conehead zombie, buckethead zombie, and pole vaulting zombie all would be included in this set. I think that game was really fun. I played it way late, maybe just a few months before the second one came out. But I loved it. It was a lot of fun. I think this is a really cool, I want to say like cutesy kind of set. I mean, just from the art style of those games, it's kind of, I don't know, it's not like really dark and stuff. It's just kind of light, and you're just killing zombies with plants. It's a lot of fun. All right, you can go over there and show your support for this project at Lego, or ideas@lego.com. Of course, link in the podcast show notes. So there you go. That is it for this week's episode of The Want List. Highlighted some good new products you should check out. Congratulated a few creators. And pointed you in the direction of maybe the next LEGO Ideas project to reach 10,000 supporters. So head over to Majorspoilers.com and find this podcast on the podcast posting page. Give me any of your comments. Of course, click on the links to all of the products and news stories we have talked about this week. While you are there, click on the Amazon.com shopping link on the home page. It is closing in on holiday season. You have presents to buy, people to make happy. Make yourself happy. Buy something cool for yourself. That's always nice to do. It's not going to cost you any extra when you use that link, but a little bit. We'll come back to Major Spoilers to help ensure that this ship of podcasts and news and reviews can keep moving forward in the future and keep giving you content that hopefully makes your day a lot better. So that's it for this week. We'll see you next time on The Want List.